CBS Sports Radio 650 and on 95.7 HD3 KIKK Pasadena, KKHH HD3 Houston. Helping Houstonians live their best foodie lives. It's time for I'm Sorry for What I Said When I Was Hangry.
Hey guys, what's going on? It's the Hangry Girls, and I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry. I'm Jessie Watt.
And I'm Danielle Dubois.
And we have some exciting news today because a lot of you guys don't know, but when Danielle and I do, we are owned by a bigger company.
Yes.
And we got a new name recently. So we always tell everyone you can listen to us on radio.com. You can listen to us on radio.com. Radio.com is no longer. And if you already have the app, it already changed over. But if not, go ahead and download Odyssey because that's where you're going to be able to listen to everything. Whether you're listening to us live on Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. on CBS Sports Radio 650 or you are listening to the podcast, everything is now downloadable on Odyssey.
Love that. Love that.
Super exciting. We're very excited about it. We hope you guys are too. You can check everything out online at odyssey.com and of course, download it in the App Store. Danielle, how was your weekend?
It was good. It was good. I went and had dinner with my parents up in the Woodlands and then Saturday just hung out.
I feel like this was the first weekend in a while that everyone did nothing. I feel like everyone I talked to was like, oh, I watched a movie and I didn't go out and do anything crazy because it was kind of crappy weather.
It was. Well, so Friday was pretty nice. And then, yeah, Saturday it was raining because I was going to go up to the Woodlands on Saturday. And my parents were like, you might as well just come up on Friday because the rest of the weekend is going to be kind of crappy weather.
I was bummed because I was like, oh, we're going to, you know, it's going to be warm outside because it's recently been back in like the 70s or 80s. I'm like, going to lay out by the pool, get my pale body taken care of. No, it didn't happen that way. It was very cloudy.
You know, it's supposed to drop this weekend.
Stop it. No,
yeah,
it's not.
Yeah.
How cold?
Lows of 50s.
No. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, but that's just the low, not the high.
I don't understand. Why is it like, during the week, it can be beautiful, sunny, 70s, almost 80s. And then the weekend, when you actually want to go out, nothing.
I like it because I like light jacket weather.
So on my phone, I like to keep a collection of all the places I've been to, the weather apps.
Just oh, okay.
I'm like, oh, memes. So right now, I'm getting ready for my sister's bachelorette party in Scottsdale.
Yes.
And so I have that pulled up. And every day is sunny, no clouds, 90 degrees. Sunday's going to be 99. I'm like, so help me, if this drops down the week that we go and it just rains, I'm going to be so sad.
Honestly, I feel like Arizona weather, it like never rains. I mean, it's the desert. It's the desert.
But you know what? Knock on wood. Good Lord. Now that we jinx it.
Sorry.
It's going to do that for sure.
No, it's going to be good. It's going to be good. All good things. Good vibes.
I will say one of my favorite things to do when it's kind of crappy outside is just hit up date night spots.
Yes.
That's just my favorite thing to do because you can't go out. I mean, you could go outside. That'd be kind of lame though. But date night spots is an easy rainy day decision. Like if you don't know what to do on the weekends or it's rainy, cloudy, it's not looking too nice, take your girl or your man's out on a date.
I mean, I love that option for sure. I mean, good food, good vibes, good atmosphere. That's what I'm talking about.
So Danielle, our hangry girl who runs Hangry Houstonian on Instagram, every week she brings us three new date night recommendations because it's tough living in a really big city like this with so many options, trying to decide where to go and not just hit up the same restaurant. So every single week we start out by bringing you three brand new date night spots, all Hangry Houstonian approved. So Danielle, where are we heading this week?
So our first spot is where I was earlier today at La Table.
Oh my God, this one looks so nice. Okay, who were you with?
Okay, I was with our friend Brittany Hebert Franklin. And yes, I got her name right because one time on my stories, I said it was Franklin Hebert. But no, that girl from South Louisiana, that is an Hebert Franklin girl. And then their director of marketing for Sky High as well. Her name is Christina Gutierrez.
Oh my God. So Brittany actually came on the show with us a few episodes back, kind of around Mardi Gras time. You can always go back on our podcast, listen to it because she is amazing. And everything she said was so inspiring. But she's the founder of Sky High for Kids that Danielle and her are now friends. And you guys get to go out, do all these things, which is amazing because how inspirational is she?
Oh my gosh, she's amazing. The food was amazing. They actually invited me and I hadn't been there. And so I was so excited. I was like, hey, ladies, would y'all like to be ladies at lunch with me?
Let's do it.
Let's ladies at lunch together. Yeah, it was so fun.
That's your goal.
Yeah, honestly, that place is like the perfect date night spot. It is so cute. It's a great brunch spot, lunch spot, or date night.
I feel like I've driven past it, but I can't picture. Like, what does it look like?
So it's off of Post Oak. Very kind of like regal feeling. They have like the faux green grass, really cute little courtyard situation mm-hmm. happening with some like twinkle lights and stuff. Inside, it's very high ceilings, yeah. very open, very light and bright.
That's so cute.
Yeah, super I liked it a lot. We sat on the patio.
What kind of food do they have to offer?
So it's a French restaurant.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's French based, which, you know, I feel like, I don't know, Easter, for some reason, like, I think about, like, French food more so than other holidays, I would
say. Why?
I don't know. I guess, like, I think of sandwiches with, like, a lot of French bread yeah. and stuff. Like, in our family, we have, like, a lot of, like, bruschetta, which I guess, like, bruschetta is not really French. This is going to be, when people, like, hear this, they're going to be like, where are you going
Who
with
are
this?
You?
Here you go. No, I don't know. I just think of, like, French food and stuff with our Thanksgiving. With our Easter meal, I've lost.
Today's the day.
We're going rogue on this.
We're going rogue today. Really Thanksgiving, Christmas, rogue. You want to celebrate? We could get into some Halloween if you want.
Happy Hanukkah, everyone. Just want to like throw that out there. So their food was so good. We have a few appetizers. What did we get? We got like the cured salmon, which I love salmon.
Yeah.
Like raw salmon, but it's cured. So it kind of has like a little bit of like sweetness to it. Then we got like this avocado salad that had a bit of like grapefruit. Oh my gosh, it was divine. But the best thing that I tried there for our appetizers was the bread and butter.
Oh my God. Any restaurant whose core is the bread and butter.
Look, that butter, I would have just bought the butter. It was so salty.
Oh.
Like it wasn't just, it was creamy, of course.
But salty.
Like that coarse salt. Oh. It was so good.
Okay.
So good.
I'm already hungry. Like we've just started the show and I'm already hungry. So this is not going to go well. Do the ladies who lunch drink?
So I'm not drinking, but they did drink.
Course,
yes, but they had, Christina got a Aperol spritz and Brittany got it was like a lavender margarita.
Oh,
she was like, it was delicious. And I was so jealous because I love lavender.
Yes, yes,
and
you
I love
do.
Margaritas. They're like, when you are drinking again, you've got to come try this.
Come back.
But they were like, it was fantastic.
That sounds like a really cute lunch date.
Yeah, it's
okay.
Really nice.
It's on my list. That's where I want to go.
Yes, absolutely. So that's what we had for appetizers. Then for our main course, we had some salmon, some snapper, and some short rib ravioli. And we just kind of like just, you know, picked at those dishes.
Yeah.
And then for dessert, they have this apple tart pastry. Ooh. Oh my gosh, with vanilla bean ice cream.
Yes.
Homemade vanilla bean ice cream. Oh my gosh.
Was it amazing?
It was so good. I almost had to break the 2-bite rule for it, but I didn't. I held strong.
God, I'm so proud of you, Danielle.
I held
the
strong.
Willpower that comes out of you hungry Houstonian.
It's one thing when you like look at yourself and you're like, man,
you did it.
Bikini season's coming up fast.
I'm there right now. I'm like, oh, shoot. All right. What was our second spot?
So our second spot is a little bit more casual. It is a restaurant called La Vibra Tacos. It's in the Heights. Yes. Oh, my gosh. So I have to talk about this place because they have tacos that are wrapped in Gouda cheese.
The Gouda.
And fried on a flat top grill. Okay, so just think of like, have you ever fried cheese before and it gets like super, super crispy and crunchy?
I don't know if I've ever fried cheese, but I've had it. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, so like not like a cheese stick necessarily.
Right.
But just like straight fried.
Right.
Okay, so good. And then they wrap that in homemade tortillas.
Oh my God.
Delicious. And then of course you can pick whatever protein that you want.
Right, right.
But think of it like super cheesy that like has that extra bit of like the crispiness from being
fried,
put on the grill top. Yeah.
I don't even know if I'd put protein in it. I'd be like, give me the tortilla and the cheese. I don't need anything else.
Oh my gosh. Same here. Oh,
also, I like the name.
So, yes. I know, right?
But how many places I feel in Houston? I don't know if I've even heard of another place that does fried cheese.
Oh my gosh. This place is doing it right for sure. And it's off of Yale Street. So
it's close?
Yeah, it's really close.
In the loop, not far.
Yeah, it's in the loop. Yep. And so then on Tuesdays, they're doing 2-for-1 of their classic tacos. So I get asked for Taco Tuesday specials. So that's a pretty good deal. This place is awesome.
Awesome. And what's our third spot?
Our third spot is a cool restaurant concept off of Westheimer, a little bit further down, and it is called Camp. So Camp used to be Beavers, if y'all are listening and remember Beavers on Westheimer. This number one, this restaurant is just massive, mm-hmm. okay? So the whole idea behind it is it's, you know, camp, right? But it's, they spell it with a K, and you feel like you're like in the woods by like a bonfire and things like that. But I will say this place has got some soul food. So like, I feel like, I mean, I could possibly be wrong, but like, I feel like these people are probably from Louisiana. They have like Mardi Gras pasta. I'm like, come on. You have Mardi Gras pasta. You probably, somebody in there.
Someone, one of y'all.
Somebody's got to be rocking from Louisiana.
Like, I don't know why, but the way you describe it, I feel like this is the classy adult version of Rainforest Cafe.
Probably, yeah. Like, there's like activities and like stuff to right. do there. Yeah. Like, this past weekend, they were doing some stuff for like quote unquote rodeo. You know, they were hosting like events, and they had like these spring break drinks. Like, if you go on their Instagram page, you see like all these like fun drinks with like rubber duckies and like Capri Sun packs and stuff like that. So super fun, super Instagram worthy stuff. On Wednesdays, they have $1 oysters, which so good.
That's all of you.
Yes.
You
and then on Tuesdays, $5 drinks, which, hey, $5 make you holler. Love it.
That'll make me holler, honey boo boo child.
Yes.
Now, obviously, it's the day before Easter, and we are so excited to be celebrating with our loved ones and our families. We hope you are, too. So we are going to talk all things Easter coming up next.
From date night to must-try restaurants, it's a show all about Houston food and nightlife. I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry.
One more day until Easter! Woohoo! It's the Hangry Girls, and I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry. And can you tell we love Easter?
I honestly am just excited to hang out with my fam. For the first time since December of 2019, y'all, I miss my nanny and my little cousins and all my aunts and uncles and all the things, all the people.
This is going to be like a coming home moment for
you. It really is, y'all. I'm so excited. When I tell you that my family is close, I have a ton of cousins. There's going to be like 40 plus of us there. So I'm so excited to see them. And all my little cousins call me Dee Dee. So they've been like,
cute.
Yeah. So I'm really excited to
Danielle
see them.
Danielle Dubois, Dee Dee.
Yeah. So growing up, I was always Dee Dee. So now I'm just Dee Dee to them. So,
oh my God,
so
that's
fun.
So cute. Easter is like one of my favorite holidays. But this year it felt different because I don't know what it was. I just normally I feel like we look forward to holidays so much. And it feels like last year's Easter was 2 months ago.
I know. My mom brought me velvet taco and left it on my doorstep because she was afraid to see me, you know, which rightfully
yeah,
so. You know, everyone was socially distant. I hadn't seen my family in forever at that point.
Exactly. I mean, everyone did like a quarantine Easter. It was a little bit depressing. So this year I feel like is going to be everyone's coming home moment. I feel most of us anyways, our parents are vaccinated by now.
All of my family members are vaccinated.
Right.
I'm fully vaccinated. And so it is like, bring on the hugs.
Like, let's do it. Get
yes,
in my face.
Yes.
Even people that weren't huggers before, like, hug me.
Oh, I know. Right? I mean, I'm typically, like, not necessarily a hugger. Yeah. But, like, to my family, I'm like, come here.
Right now.
You, and especially my little cousins. Two of my little cousins, Ellie and Mary Kate. Oh, my gosh, y'all, I die. They're my prodigy kids. Like,
aww.
I just am so excited to see those little chicken nuggets.
That's so cute. So you're going to go home to Baton Rouge then to
yes,
see your family for
yes,
Easter.
Yep, they're all back in Baton Rouge. And so we'll be hanging out outside by the pool. I won't be drinking, unfortunately. I bet you my uncles are going to look at me and be like, baby, let me get you something to drink. That's what they always say, baby. Come on, baby. Everything's baby to them.
Yeah.
I'm like, I like to call them white collar rednecks, you know, like they are professionals and stuff, but man, they got some draw.
They got
in
a draw up in there.
They want to hand you a beer or two.
Oh, that's too funny. So what does your family do for Easter? I feel like Easter is one of those things where you either do lunch, dinner. We do a brunch in my family.
Yeah. So we'll do an Easter lunch. We'll go to church. Everyone will kind of go at different times, of course. But then, yeah, we'll probably gather around like noon or 1 o'clock and hang out. The kids will probably get in the pool. We'll go to my Aunt Doe's house. It's like right off the golf course. And so the kids typically like run around the golf course and we're cooking, eating, hanging out. I'm sure there's like a golf tournament on it. The guys usually watch golf and we just hang out and gossip and talk.
It's just so nice. I always loved Easter, especially back home in Michigan. It was either really cold or sometimes it was finally the first day that really spring would come.
Yes.
And we could be outside doing sidewalk chalk, Easter egg hunts with all the kids. It was so much fun.
Well, you know, what I also love about it is I love Christmas, of course, but Christmas, you know, it is about the presents and, mm-hmm. and that. And Easter, there's no expectations. Whereas like Thanksgiving, it's all about the food and we have to make sure the food's perfect. And this is just about being together and for religious reasons, but not really. It's just like about being together as a family and just loving on each other and the start of spring.
It's so exciting. Okay, So we're excited about Easter coming up. Hopefully you are too. And we're hoping that your family members are getting vaccinated and you, because what, as of last Monday, all adults in Texas were eligible for the vaccine. Yep. I got mine on Friday. So, well, the first dose anyways. Super exciting. We hope you guys are doing something fun with your families and being able to travel and go see everybody. So what are we talking about today, Danielle?
So I have three spots for Easter brunch options. But first and foremost, I wanted to say, did you see on my page this week, I partnered with French Gourmet Bakery.
Oh, fancy.
Yes. And so they are the sweetest, and no pun intended, like the sweetest couple, sweetest bakery. And I showcase their Easter cakes, Easter cookies. They have bunny cakes.
Oh my God, that was them?
Yes. So this was the king cake. Remember I brought you king cake?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so this was from that bakery. And I reached out to them and I was like, y'all are doing something right. And they were like, thank you, Danielle. We've been open since 1973 or something. They're like, we know. And I'm like, oh my God, can I please just like take some pictures and post y'all on my page because I'm obsessed with y'all. And so they were like, yeah, absolutely. And so I went in the other day and took pictures and yeah.
Okay, listen, y'all, if you're not already following Danielle, which I'm sure you are because that's probably why you're here, do it. Double do it. At Hangry Houstonian, she posted this the other day. Danielle, I am obsessed with frosting. Like, if there's one thing about me, I will go to the grocery store and buy cans of vanilla frosting and eat it with a spoon out of, like,
I didn't know this.
Love frosting. So what you posted, I was staring at for hours, drooling over it. You guys have to go see this picture of a cake. It's like an Easter egg, but it's so colorful. It's one thing I love about Easter is, like, the pastels and the bright colors and it's just one of my favorite things in the entire world. So I was so excited when you posted this. It looked so freaking good.
Yes. Man, they have some insane desserts. They also have like French breads and different pastries. And so the owner, the husband, I say the husband because I was like hanging out with the wife.
Right.
Literally, the wife's like in her 70s was hanging out with me, like taking pictures. So cute. But the husband, I mean, he was in the back cooking and he's like literally like straight off the boat from France.
Yeah.
With accent and all. So he is doing it right there. Yeah. So if y'all haven't gotten your Easter goodies yet, definitely check them out for any cakes, cookies, all that stuff.
I'm looking right now as we speak. You're going to tell me about the next spot and I'm going to go to your page and find this because I'm legitimately obsessed.
So that was our desserts, all the treats and stuff if you're gathering as families. But if you're looking to go out for brunch, my first option is Grace and Garden. I wanted to mention them because number one, they have a great brunch. They're offering things like Maine Lobster Benedict, Wagyu Brisket Hash. Yum.
Wait, isn't the Wagyu like the really fancy
yes,
stuff?
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure.
And then also chicken and waffles. But I wanted to mention them specifically because they're having an Easter egg hunt for kids. How freaking cute.
Shut the front door.
At 11 and 2 o'clock. So you need to make sure that you're booking a reservation for this. You know, it's not just like a free for all, but book a reservation and your little kiddos can do a little Easter egg hunt.
That
is so fun.
Is the cutest thing in the entire world.
I know.
I love that. I love places that do the Easter egg hunts for kids.
Oh, because same.
That's like the most exciting thing about Easter is when the Easter bunny comes hopping around and you get to find all your eggs, find your basket, and the other restaurants and churches that put it on, I think is hysterical to do it with your friends.
Oh, yeah. My mom the other day was like, hey, we're going over to do an Easter egg hunt for my niece, Wynn. And I was like, Mom, she can't even walk.
But we're doing it, okay?
We're doing it. She was like, she can crawl to them.
I'm on the French Gourmet Bakery website right now. I'm like literally trying to order my cake. They have a whole French pastries, like chocolate eclairs. Okay, sorry.
Yes. I heard that their eclairs are like deadly dangerous, like so good.
I mean, it literally looks incredible. I can't get enough of it. So I'm continuing this. What's our second spot?
Our second spot is Brasserie du Parc. It is a downtown French dining restaurant. So kind of going off that French idea.
Yeah.
They're having a 3-course special for $38 from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. The options include a lobster bisque, devil eggs, which Jesse loves.
Oh my God, my best part of Easter.
Steak and eggs, a leg of lamb, and a choice of dessert. The entire menu is including wine and cocktails. So it's also available to go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
So if y'all want to do it to go. And then my third spot is Brazil, which is in the Montrose area. And so they are doing things like their Benedict that's topped with smoked salmon, yum, bacon, prosciutto. You can pick. Their Egg Salvador, which is like a pork and cheese pupusa with 2 poached eggs and then maybe carrot cakes. Love a carrot cake.
That sounds everything you just mentioned sounds incredible.
Right. And then they also have French toast filled with lemon curd. So good. And that is on Saturday and Sunday. So Well, we're a little late to the game, I guess, since it's Saturday. But
tomorrow
from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m., Brazil.
Oh, that sounds amazing. And our third spot is?
That was the third spot.
I'm not counting because I'm looking at this online.
Jessie is over just loving and looking at French Gourmet.
I swear to God, look, I'm looking at their website right
now.
That is
awesome. When I tell y'all, they are just like the best family.
I mean, seriously, I know I have like one day left, so I really better just go in. But the Easter cupcakes, like vanilla or chocolate. Oh my, and they have little
jelly beans
on them. What's your favorite Easter candy?
Oh, probably the Reese's.
The eggs.
Eggs, yeah.
Everyone says the eggs taste different. I totally agree.
Yeah, I do too.
They totally do. I don't love jelly beans. I'll eat the Starburst ones.
Okay, same.
But everything else is kind of like...
I like a sour jelly bean, but not like the regular jelly bean, but it has to be like the extra bougie one.
But every year we buy jelly beans and I don't know why, but I like the Hershey's eggs, and don't come for me because I know a lot of people hate these Cadbury cream eggs.
Okay, no. I like those. Yeah, the ones that have like the marshmallow inside?
Yes.
Okay, love those.
They're incredible. I know that they're kind of fattening and everyone's like, oh my God, there's so many calories. It's Easter, okay? Like...
ones that have the raspberry marshmallow filling inside, dangerous.
There's an orange creamsicle one too.
Yum.
You know what? If you participated in Lent and you gave something up, this is your one day to like splurge and eat all the things.
I'm going to have to buy some, put them in the freezer.
There you go.
And then once I'm done with my 50-day challenge, it's on.
Yeah, what are you going to do about that for Easter?
Just stick with it.
Stick with it.
I'm not drinking or, you know, I mean, so I'm eating in moderation. I mean, I can eat anything I want. I just have to calorie count. So I just have to
make sure you're staying.
Add that in. Yeah.
Dude, I'm just excited for the ham. I'm not even going home. I'm literally just spending Easter, me and Tyler. My fiance will probably be at my apartment doing brunch, but you best believe I'm going to get a whole ham for like a family of 16.
Oh, yum. Love ham.
Who doesn't love ham? Also, who doesn't love a brand new bar to check out in their favorite city of Houston? Danielle is going to help us go Bayou Bar Hopping next, where she brings us three brand new bars every single week to check out around Houston. Bayou Bar Hopping is coming up next, and I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry.
Helping us live our best foodie lives. I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry.
Easter Sunday is coming up, but for some of us, that doesn't mean we're going to stop going to the bars. I don't know what it is. I feel like sometimes when holidays come around, people start to drink more, and I think it's because their families come around.
Yeah, that's for sure with my family. I mean, it's not like we're a bunch of booze hounds over here, but like, it's just my uncles especially love a cold one, you know, like, but they're drinking Michelob Ultra and they're just hanging out in their back patio, you know, like in their outdoor kitchen watching golf, just throwing back a bunch of Michelob Ultras and just chilling, you know?
I also
going anywhere, they're just hanging out.
You know, they say the day before Thanksgiving is biggest bar night of the entire year because everyone comes home. I think that's really for any holiday.
Mm-hmm.
People come home for it. Like, you're going home to Baton Rouge for it. I wish I was going home to Michigan, but I just went home last week for my sister's bridal shower. I'm like, too many flights.
Yes.
Catch flights, not feelings. I can't hop on that. When holidays come around and people start to go home, part of it, I think, is they see their friends, so they want to go to the bar. And the other part of it is I think so many people have crazy families that you have to drink to prepare.
That's fair.
I'm dead serious.
That's fair, yeah.
When my family's getting ready to come over, and I love my family. My family is amazing. But when they're getting ready to come over, I'm like, okay, how many mimosas do we all need to finish before someone walks through the door? And it's always three. And there, someone has to take a shot because otherwise it's just going to be a disaster.
That's so funny.
I feel that the bars get busier around holiday times. You know, Easter's always on a Sunday. So it's like Saturday, everyone's going to go out. Today, tonight, we're going to party. And then we'll be hungover for Easter.
You know, now as like we're talking about this, I'm like, maybe I can just like drink tomorrow.
You're maybe
just like a one day. I mean, I've been like so good.
Everyone deserves a cheat day.
Yeah, I mean, it is Easter.
I'm telling you, I'm not the person to talk about this because I'm like, yeah, go for it. Like, you do it.
Yeah.
I think everyone deserves a cheat day, no matter, especially when you're doing a diet. Danielle, you've been doing Lent. You know what I mean? And this is the day I think that we're just supposed to celebrate, and God wants you to celebrate.
Yay.
So I think God wants you to have a mimosa.
Yeah. Well, it's funny. Like, my nanny called me and she was like, baby, why don't you bring a bottle of wine? I was like, well, I'm not drinking. And I was like, oh, of course I'll still bring it. But then I thought to myself, I was like, once I start seeing my cousin start to drink mimosas and stuff, I'm going to be pretty jealous. Because right now, like, I'm not going out. I'm not, like, surrounding myself around really anybody that's, you know, drinking. And so it's a lot easier for me. But once I'm hanging out by the pool and it's hot, I mean, it's not like I'm going to get drunk or anything.
No,
I'm just looking to, you know, just it's a social thing. Crawfish and want to just drink a beer.
It's fine. It's a social thing. And you know, your family's so peer pressure with it too. They're like, honey, you're fine. Just have one mimosa. And you're like, well, if mom says it's okay,
right,
then I suppose we'll start drinking.
Let's go.
So if you're listening right now, live on CBS Sports Radio 650, good morning. First of all, write down these places for later tonight to go out. And of course, you can always check it out later on the podcast if you forget. All you have to do is download Audacy, brand new, no longer radio.com. If you had it, it already changed over. It's AUDACY, Audacy, and then download. I'm sorry, 47, I was hangry.
There you go.
Boom. Danielle, where are we going?
So our first spot is a bar that, is it a bar or is it a bakery? It's called Sugar Room.
Oh my God.
You love it?
I haven't been.
Okay.
But I'm excited. I'm like, I don't want to sound too excited because I haven't been, but I see your videos of it and I'm like,
I keep posting them on TikTok and people like came for me on TikTok and they're like, you've got to stop talking about this place. Like it's now becoming popular. And I'm like, okay. The bartenders invited me in to like take videos and get content because they want it to be busy. The owners obviously want it to be busy.
Hello?
They don't necessarily want it to be a secret.
They're owning a restaurant. They want people, or it's a bar.
It's a bar. Yeah, it's a bar.
They want people.
Exactly. Yeah. So whatever. People are going to hate. But anyway, so this bar is super cool. At the front, it's a bakery. It's a tout suite.
Yeah.
So you walk in, you like see all these suites, and then you like go through the door to the right. And then it leads you to a hallway and you just open the door and it's like this big room in the back and it's Sugar Room and their cocktails are awesome. It has like this like kind of swanky, sexy lounge vibe with like all these like leather and velvet couches. And it's like very like dark and stuff in there, like really cool vibes, very intimate atmosphere. The cocktails themselves are so good. Okay, so one of the bartenders there, he's so nice. Name's Joshua. So freaking nice. I brought in two of my friends the other day because I wanted to get some content. And obviously, I wasn't drinking. So I brought in two of my friends to do my bidding for me, right? And so he made us, it's called the rose-colored glasses. You would really like it. It's a vodka base, but it kind of has like rose water. Yeah. But it's sweet, though. It's really, really good. And then they had another drink that had like, it wasn't lavender, but it had like that pea flower in it that turned it purple. Oh, it's so, so pretty. And then he made us a espresso martini, but I've had it before. Oh my gosh. It
you
is
love those.
So good. Because he looked at me and goes, espresso martini, started making it. And I was like, I'm not drinking. He knew that it's like my kryptonite.
That's your thing.
My kryptonite is espresso martinis. I'll drink them all day.
Okay, so I have some questions for you.
Okay,
because I'm going to be honest. The reason I have not gone to Sugar Room is because I'm afraid I'm not going to know where to go and I'm going to look stupid. Like, and I swear to God, this is the reasoning. I feel because, you know, it's supposed to be like a hidden speakeasy. So I feel like if you don't know the door, do I look stupid? Am I looking around? And is it dumb if I go, which way's the bar? Which door do I go through?
No, honestly. So like you walk in, it's the only door. It's literally so the only door. Okay. And everyone else is walking through that door. It's not like
But can
it's
I walk in and out? Is there a bouncer? Like,
yeah, so like you'll check your ID. Like he'll like check your ID and then you'll just like literally walk in and to the right.
So I'll know where to go.
Oh, 100%. It's a very small entryway. It's the only door
to the right. Oh my God. Literally the reason I haven't gone in is because I'm terrified I'm going to walk in and I thought it was going to be a hidden door and I was going to be the stupid one looking around going,
Can I?
I know there's a bar in here somewhere. I know the code. Like I know, but like where do I enter? Like, I don't want to feel stupid. Yeah, I want to be like, someone let me in. Also, is it an actual like bakery? Can I buy things there?
Yeah. So you can like get some baked goods and then go sit in Sugar Room and like have your cocktail and eat your macarons.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yes.
I'm like, is it fake or is it just a setup? Or?
Yes, they have all kinds of baked goods there.
Oh my God. So I wonder if you apply to Sugar Room, do you apply to be like the front person or do you apply to be the
There's a guy that like is behind like some plexiglass. Like he's like the only, maybe it switches out. Maybe there's some girls that work there. I don't know. When I went the other night with some dude. Anyways, he was there serving up the baked goods and stuff. And then he has no part of the bartending or anything like that. Yeah.
I was just curious. I'm like, God, I don't want to walk in and look like an idiot. You know what I mean? And be
sure. No, you're not going to look like an idiot because I guarantee
you. And not know
you,
where I'm going.
I guarantee you they get that a ton of times that are people like, where do I go from here?
And then I'm like, oh, that seems like a cool place to show someone when they come into town, but I don't want to be like lame and like, oh, I don't know my city. You know, because I'd be like, excuse me, what door do I? Is it okay if I, and then I end up walking into like the storage closet or something with a mop?
Honestly, it is like you walk in and it would be like, just how we're here in the studio, how it's like to my right, it's the same thing.
I can handle that. So if anyone else is out there, I'm sure I might be the only one. But if anyone else is like, oh, I don't want to go to Sugar Room because I don't want to be embarrassed, it's okay. There's a door. I'll go check it out.
And trust me, you're not the first person that would be like, hey, can I like open it or something? You know, so like you're good. Good to go.
Can I go in, please? Okay. Next spot.
Our second spot is Axelrod. A place that I miss so much. I haven't been in so long, but I love this spot. Y'all, Jesse just got an adorable dog, and so I thought this would be a great spot to bring the pupper.
The little puppers.
The pupper and hang out on, you know, a good weekend and just chill. Hopefully, you know, good weather. There's, like, hammocks. They have awesome beer and stuff. They have, like, movie nights. I mean, I just thought of this place when I thought of the pupper, so.
Oh, I actually have been there before, but not when we had the dog. So I'm like, now I really want to go. But they have the pizza place right next to it.
Yeah.
Which had really good pizza last time I went. So you can get food. You can get pizza. It's outdoors. Hammocks are cute. Bring your dogs. And they had good drinks, too. It kind of reminds me, if I'm going to compare it to anything, of like Heights Beer Garden. Uh-huh. Just with the outdoor feel to it.
Yeah, it's a really good atmosphere. A lot of room to kind of like spread out. Like you don't feel like you're like on top of people necessarily, you know? And like I love they have that, the large tree that has, you know, lit up at nighttime.
It's beautiful.
I just feel like it's a really cool, like, you know, if you want to go get a cocktail with some girlfriends or for a date or just hang out with your pup.
It's really beautiful. And this is like, I don't know why this was caught my attention when I went there, but they have reusable straws and not like nice plastic ones. Ones that I literally finished my drink and put it in my purse so I could take it home, wash it, and use it in another
Interesting.
Cup. I think it was like 50 cents or something. Probably less than that. I don't know. But it's a reusable straw, so it's not the paper ones because paper is great. Love it. But I also hate drinking out of it because it gets soggy.
Sure.
And, you know, we're trying to cancel the plastic straws. So this one was like a nice reusable straw and I took it home.
There you go. Hey, props to Axelrod.
I know, right? Amazing. Okay, Danielle, our third and final spot.
Our third spot is Penny Whistle. This is a bar that's off of Richmond. It's more of like an Irish pub style place. Ooh. They have a really cool neon sign out in front and says, Irish, you are here.
Oh, cute.
Yeah. So I thought that was pretty punny. It has a great patio. And the times that I've been, like, it's never been crowded, which, you know, sometimes you go to these bars and they're just really crowded.
Yeah.
So if you want a place to chill in that area... And there's like some other bars, you know, like Revelry off of Richmond. So there's a few other bars like in that area. So if you want like a spot over there that's not crowded and not like overdone, I guess, in that area, this is a great place great to spot. Get some food. They do a steak night.
Can't beat a good steak night. And you also can't beat what's going on in Danielle's DMs right now. We're going to take a deep dive into Hangry Houstonian's DMs. So be careful. If you ever send her a weird DM, we might just talk about it on the show. I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry. See if we're talking about your DM next, right after the break.
I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry. What should you be sipping on this weekend? It's time for cocktails.
I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry. I'm Jesse Watt.
Helping us live our best foodie lives. I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry.
Easter Sunday is coming up, but for some of us, that doesn't mean we're going to stop going to the bars. I don't know what it is. I feel like sometimes when holidays come around, people start to drink more. And I think it's because their families come around.
Yeah, that's for sure with my family. I mean, it's not like we're a bunch of booze hounds over here, but like, it's just my uncles especially love a cold one, you know, like, but they're drinking Michelob Ultra and they're just hanging out in their back patio, you know, like in their outdoor kitchen watching golf, just throwing back a bunch of Michelob Ultras and just chilling, you know?
They're not going anywhere,
they're just hanging out.
You know, they say the day before Thanksgiving is biggest bar night of the entire year because everyone comes home. I think that's really for any holiday. Mm-hmm. People come home for it. Like, you're going home to Baton Rouge for it. I wish I was going home to Michigan, but I just went home last week for my sister's bridal shower. I'm like, too many flights.
Yes.
Catch flights, not feelings. I can't hop on that. When holidays come around and people start to go home, part of it, I think, is they see their friends, so they want to go to the bar. And the other part of it is I think so many people have crazy families that you have to drink to prepare.
That's fair.
I'm dead serious.
That's fair, yeah. When
my family's getting ready to come over, and I love my family. My family is amazing. But when they're getting ready to come over, I'm like, okay, how many mimosas do we all need to finish before someone walks through the door? And it's always three. And someone has to take a shot because otherwise it's just going to be a disaster.
That's so funny.
I feel that the bars get busier around holiday times. You know, Easter's always on a Sunday. So it's like Saturday, everyone's going to go out today. Tonight, we're going to party. And then we'll be hungover for Easter.
You know, now as like we're talking about this, I'm like, maybe I can just like drink
tomorrow. You're
you know,
like,
maybe just like a one day. I mean, I've been like so good.
Everyone deserves
so
a cheat day.
Yeah. I mean, it is Easter.
I'm telling you, I'm not the person to talk about this because I'm like, yeah, go for it. Like, you do it.
Yeah.
I think everyone deserves a cheat day, no matter, especially when you're doing a diet. Danielle, you've been doing Lent. You know what I mean? And this is the day I think that we're just supposed to celebrate, and God wants you to celebrate.
Yay.
So I think God wants you to have a mimosa.
Yeah. Well, it's funny. Like, my nanny called me and she was like, baby, why don't you bring a bottle of wine? I was like, well, I'm not drinking. And I was like, oh, of course I'll still bring it. But then I thought to myself, I was like, once I start seeing my cousins start to drink mimosas and stuff, I'm going to be pretty jealous. Because right now, like, I'm not going out. I'm not, like, surrounding myself around really anybody that's, you know, drinking. And so it's a lot easier
for
me. But once I'm hanging out by the pool and it's hot, it's not like I'm going to get drunk or anything.
No,
I'm just looking to, you know, just...
It's a social thing.
If we get some crawfish and want to just drink a beer.
It's fine. It's a social thing. And you know, your family's so peer pressure with it too. They're honey, you're fine. Just have one mimosa. And you're like, well, if mom says it's okay.
Right.
Then I suppose we'll start drinking.
Let's go.
So if you're listening right now, live on CBS Sports Radio 650, good morning. First of all, write down these places for later tonight to go out. And of course, you can always check it out later on the podcast if you forget. All you have to do is download Audacy, brand new, no longer radio.com. If you had it, it already changed over. It's AUDACY, Audacy, and then download, I'm sorry, 47, I was hangry.
There you go.
Boom. Danielle, where are we going?
So our first spot is a bar that, is it a bar or is it a bakery? It's called Sugar Room.
Oh my God.
You love it?
I haven't been.
Okay.
But I'm excited. I'm like, I don't want to sound too excited because I haven't been, but I see your videos of it and I'm like,
I keep posting them on TikTok and people like came for me on TikTok and they're like, you've got to stop talking about this place. Like, it's now becoming popular. And I'm like, okay. The bartenders invited me in to like take videos and get content because they want it to be busy. The owners obviously want it to be busy.
Hello?
They don't necessarily want it to be a secret.
They're owning a restaurant. They want people, or it's a bar.
It's a bar. Yeah, it's a bar.
They want people.
Exactly. Yeah. So whatever. People are going to hate. But
anyway,
so this bar is super cool. At the front, it's a bakery. It's Tout Suite.
Yeah.
So you walk in, you like see all these sweets, and then you like go through the door to the right. And then it leads you to a hallway and you just open the door and it's like this big room in the back and it's Sugar Room and their cocktails are awesome. It has like this like kind of swanky, sexy lounge vibe with like all these like leather and velvet couches. And it's like very like dark and stuff in there, like really cool vibes, very intimate atmosphere. The cocktails themselves are so good. Okay, so one of the bartenders there, he's so nice. Name's Joshua. So freaking nice. I brought in two of my friends the other day because I wanted to get some content. And obviously, I wasn't drinking. So I brought in two of my friends to do my bidding for me, right? And so he made us, it's called the rose-colored glasses. You would really like it. It's a vodka base, but it kind of has like rose water.
Yeah.
But it's sweet, though. It's really, really good. And then they had another drink that had like, it wasn't lavender, but it had like that pea flower in it that turned it purple. Oh, it's so, so pretty. And then he made us a espresso martini, but I've had it before. Oh my gosh. It
is. You love those.
So good. Because he looked at me and goes, espresso martini, started making it. And I was like, I'm not drinking. He knew that it's like my kryptonite.
That's your thing.
My kryptonite is espresso martinis. I'll drink them all day.
Okay, so I have some questions for you.
Okay,
because I'm going to be honest. The reason I have not gone to Sugar Room is because I'm afraid I'm not going to know where to go and I'm going to look stupid. Like, and I swear to God, this is the reasoning. I feel because, you know, it's supposed to be like a hidden speakeasy. So I feel like if you don't know the door, do I look stupid? Am I looking around? And is it dumb if I go, which way's the bar? Which door do I go through?
No, honestly. So like you walk in, it's the only door. It's
okay,
literally
so
the only door.
Okay.
And everyone else is walking through that door. It's not like
But can
it's
I
hidden.
Walk in and out? Is there a bouncer? Like,
yeah. So like you'll check your ID. Like he'll like check your ID and then you'll just like literally walk in and to the right.
It's so I'll know where to go.
Oh, 100%. It's a very small entryway. It's the only door to
the
right.
Oh my God. Literally the reason I haven't gone in is because I'm terrified I'm going to walk in and I thought it was going to be a hidden door and I was going to be the stupid one looking around going, I know there's a bar in here somewhere. I know the code. Like I know, but like where do I enter? I don't want to feel stupid. Yeah, I want to be like, someone let me in. Also, is it an actual like bakery? Can I buy things there?
Yeah. So you can like get some baked goods and then go sit in Sugar Room and like have your cocktail and eat your macarons.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Yes. I'm like, is it fake or is it just a setup?
Yes, they have all kinds of baked goods there.
Oh my God. So I wonder if you apply to Sugar Room, do you apply to be like the front person or do you apply to be the
There's a guy that like is behind like some plexiglass. Like he's like the only, maybe it switches out. Maybe there's some girls that work there. I don't know. When I went the other night with some dude. Anyways, he was there serving up the baked goods and stuff. And then he has no part of the bartending or anything like that. Yeah.
I was just curious. I'm like, God, I don't want to walk in and look like an idiot. You know what I mean? And be
sure. No, you're not going to look like an idiot because I guarantee
you. And not know
you,
where I'm going.
I guarantee you they get that a ton of times that are people like, where do I go from here?
And then I'm like, oh, that seems like a cool place to show someone when they come into town, but I don't want to be like lame and like, oh, I don't know my city. You know, because I'd be like, excuse me, what door do I, is it okay if I, and then I end up walking into like the storage closet or something with a mop.
Honestly, it is like you walk in and it would be like, just how we're here in the studio, how it's like to my right, it's the same thing.
I can handle that. So if anyone else is out there, I'm sure I might be the only one. But if anyone else is like, oh, I don't want to go to Sugar Room because I don't want to be embarrassed. It's okay. There's a door. I'll go check it out.
And trust me, you're not the first person that would be like, hey, can I like open it or something? You know, so like you're good.
Can I go in? Can I go in, please? Okay. Next spot.
Our second spot is Axelrod. A place that I miss so much. I haven't been in so long, but I love this spot. Y'all, Jesse just got an adorable dog, and so I thought this would be a great spot to bring the pupper.
The little puppers.
The pupper and hang out on, you know, a good weekend and just chill. Hopefully, you know, good weather. There's like hammocks. They have awesome beer and stuff. They have like movie nights. I mean, I just thought of this place when I thought of the pupper. So,
I actually have been there before, but not when we had the dog. So I'm like, now I really want to go. But they have the pizza place right next to it.
Yeah.
Which had really good pizza last time I went. So you can get food, you can get pizza. It's outdoors. Hammocks are cute. Bring your dogs. And they had good drinks too. It kind of reminds me, if I'm going to compare it to anything, of like Heights Beer Garden. Uh huh. Just with the outdoor feel
to it. Yeah, it's a really good atmosphere. A lot of room to kind of like spread out. Like you don't feel like you're like on top of people necessarily, you know? And like I love they have that, the large tree that has, you know, lit up at nighttime. And
beautiful.
I just feel like it's really cool. Like, you know, if you want to go get a cocktail with some girlfriends or for a date or just hang out with your pup.
It's really beautiful. And this is like, I don't know why this was caught my attention when I went there, but they have reusable straws and not like nice plastic ones. Ones that I literally finished my drink and put it in my purse so I could take it home, wash it, and use it in another cup.
Interesting.
I think it was like 50 cents or something. Probably less than that. I don't know. But it's a reusable straw, so it's not the paper ones because paper is great. Love it. But I also hate drinking out of it because it gets soggy.
Sure.
And, you know, we're trying to cancel the plastic straws. So this one was like a nice reusable straw and I took it home.
There you go. Hey, props to Axelrod.
I know, right? Amazing. Okay, Danielle, our third and final spot.
Our third spot is Penny Whistle. This is a bar that's off of Richmond. It's more of like an Irish pub style place. Ooh. They have a really cool neon sign out in front and says, Irish, you are here.
Oh, cute.
Yeah. So I thought that was pretty punny. It has a great patio. And the times that I've been, like, it's never been crowded, which, you know, sometimes you go to these bars and they're just really crowded.
Yeah.
So if you want a place to chill in that area, and there's like some other bars, you know, like Revelry off of Richmond. So there's a few other bars like in that area. So if you want like a spot over there that's not crowded and not like overdone, I guess, in that area, this is a great place to get some food. They do a steak night.
Can't beat a good steak night. And you also can't beat what's going on in Danielle's DMs right now. We're going to take a deep dive into Hangry Houstonian's DMs. So be careful. If you ever send her a weird DM, we might just talk about it on the show. I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry. See if we're talking about your DM next, right after the break.
I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry. What should you be sipping on this weekend? It's time for cocktails.
I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry. I'm Jesse Watt.
And I'm Danielle Dubois.
And we are here to give y'all another cocktail of the week. Danielle, what are we mixing up?
So we have a cocktail called the Naughty Peep Easter Cocktail.
Shut up. Okay, first and foremost, do you like peeps?
No.
What?
No, I do not. I think
are you serious?
Disgusting. Yes.
shut your mouth. You don't like peeps, but you like marshmallows.
Yes, I like a marshmallow. Yes.
What's the difference?
I don't know. I just think they're gross.
Well, they think you're gross. I'm like offended. Peeps are my favorite thing in the entire world.
Really? Oh, man. I was thinking maybe I'd like this one because, like, it's marshmallow vodka. It's not.
We like that. We like that.
I do, but I love a marshmallow. Like, y'all, if y'all remember, if y'all been around here for a minute, you know that I love me some s'mores.
Oh, she loves s'mores. We actually have just been sitting here just chit-chatting for a little bit, and I was on your Instagram page, Danielle, and I was looking at, was it 13 Celsius?
Oh, yeah.
And you had the s'mores board, and I was like, God, that looks good.
Heck yeah. Look, that place is awesome.
Awesome. Okay, what's the ingredients for this one?
Okay, so you need 1 ounce of marshmallow vodka, 1 ounce of the blue Carico liqueur. You know the blue?
Yeah, I never know how to pronounce it.
I never know, exactly. And then you're going to need half of a lemon for fresh lemon juice.
Okay.
And then you're going to use some of that like sandy and kind of granulated sugar.
Yeah.
Okay, and then 4 ounces of Sprite, simple syrup, and a blue peep for garnish.
Oh my God, this is my favorite because garnish usually means like orange zest or a pineapple stem or something. I feel though, if you're going to use a peep for garnish, you have to put it on like a toothpick so it doesn't get in the drink, right? Because that'd be gross.
It's going to be hopping around in your drink, the bunny hop. Do the bunny
hop.
Oh
my God, yes. But how gross would it be to have a soggy marshmallow in your drink?
Oh my gosh, yeah. Well, I like the cocktail because I like the idea of just taking the bunny out of it, right? Yes.
You could do the bunny or the chick. I will say, because I love peeps. Obsessed with them. Put them in the microwave, number one.
Okay.
Watch them blow up. Number two, if you just open them and leave them out for a day, they get stale. But they're chewy and they taste amazing.
Oh my gosh. I like actually didn't know that anybody really liked them.
I freaking love peeps. They're like my favorite thing in the entire world. I like to eat the eyeballs first. I don't know why. The only bad thing is the sand and sugar gets everywhere. I know. I feel like that's actually really dark. I shouldn't have said that, but you do it too. Don't lie. Because yeah, I just want the raw peep. I don't want the whatever the heck the eyes are. I just want the peep.
That is hilarious. I need to try it like your way.
I know. Seriously, eat them stale.
Eat them stale.
A little bit of air
y'all
in
them. Y'all heard it first. Eat your peeps stale.
So much better. I will say, though, peeps is getting a little bit extra with their flavors.
Okay.
I feel like they're trying to stay relevant. Even if you don't like peeps, someone's going to buy you a like.
Well, that's
a
the peep. Thing. Like, I feel like everyone gets peeps for Easter.
Yeah.
But, like, we never actually ate them.
Right? Like, someone's going to put it in your Easter basket. I'll tell you that.
Yeah,
you don't have to eat
cute.
It. But whatever. So they have this, like, red hot tamale cinnamon one.
Interesting.
Which sounds disgusting, but they came out with all these like crazy flavors instead of just marshmallows. I'm like, y'all, we were gonna eat the marshmallow, but I don't want the cinnamon hot tamale on the you know what I mean?
Oh man, I love the hot tamales, but I don't know how I feel with it being on a marshmallow.
I'm gonna look this up right now. Peeps flavors 2021, because I swear to God, there's so many crazy ones. Okay, obviously the regular ones, hot tamale. Okay, there's new peeps flavors now. I'm on pop sugar. Fruit Loops. That actually sounds good.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Oh, they have like a Peeps Egg Hunt one for marshmallows. Ooh, Filled Delights with caramel chocolate swirl.
Yum. That sounds good.
I know. Like, they're doing a lot with the Peeps. They need to just calm down because guess what? We were going to eat them anyways. Or at least throw them out. Buy them and then throw
them
out.
They look cute. Okay. So whether you're using it for decor or you're actually eating it like Jesse Watt, you're going to enjoy it.
Yeah, it's going to be really good. And if you try this, especially on Easter, please let us know and send us a picture. I think I might try this on Easter. Maybe I'll do it for you, Danielle, since you're not drinking.
Perfect.
I'll drink one for you.
Perfect. Love that.
I'll throw an extra shot of the marshmallow vodka in there in honor of Hanger Houstonian.
Heck yeah. Just shoot it straight.
Take a good shot of it. Chase it with a peep.
It's for Easter.
For Easter. That's too funny. Yeah, if you try this out, send us a picture of it. We'd love to see how you garnish this marshmallow peep. You can send it to Danielle on Instagram at Hanger Houstonian, myself at JessieWatt965, or on our podcast Instagram at the Hangry Girls Podcast. And if you have any ideas, doesn't have to be Easter related, but any ideas for cocktails, another bar you want us to check out, a restaurant, a date night spot you really like, just slide into our DMs and let us know.
I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry. Time to slide into Danielle's DMs.
All right, Danielle, what are we talking about this week?
So people have been asking me about April Fools.
I forgot about April Fools. Tell me why April Fool's Day was the biggest thing in the entire world when we were kids, and now I forget about it.
Did you ever hear of like any good April Fool's pranks?
No.
Okay. There was one April Fool's prank that they did at my brother's high school.
Okay.
And I thought this was hilarious. So when people were asking me about it in my DMs, this is what I told them, that they took three chickens and they labeled them 1, 2, and 4. So all day, the principal and stuff, they're all looking for the third chicken, of course, and couldn't find that third chicken.
That's hysterical. That's actually a good one. I feel like all of them are so mean. Like, I don't believe anything on April Fool's Day.
Really?
When it comes and goes, anything anyone tells me, I'm like, nope.
I don't know. I mean, I haven't gotten April Fool'd
in forever.
Like, the past years. So, like, I don't know. Like, the day kind of just comes and goes for me. Like, I don't ever really think about it. So,
I wonder what's, like, the history. Like, what was the meaning of April Fool's Day?
I have no clue.
But I remember when I was a kid, this was, like, a big day. And elementary school and all that, you always wanted to pull a prank.
Oh, yeah,
and
you had to, like, think about it. Like, the night before, like, oh, I'm going to, like, tell my teacher I didn't do my homework.
Yeah, or I'm going to pretend I'm mad at my friend. And then when they ask me what's wrong, I'm going to be like, April Fool's, I'm not even mad at you.
Yeah, exactly. Like, psych, no. Yeah, no, nothing big comes to mind. That's the only thing that I can think of. But, I mean, I do love that story. I think it's hilarious. So,
I feel
if
like
y'all are looking for an April Fool's thing for next year.
Where are we supposed to get chickens?
I know, right? I have no clue. Yeah. What do you kids down in South Louisiana do for April Fool's Day? Get a bunch of chickens? Like,
right?
How? Why? What?
Where do you, first of all, unless you live on a farm, do you rent chickens? Can you rent chickens?
I don't know, but I will say that on my brother's street in the Heights, somebody that lives across the street from them has roosters. They have roosters.
No. Do they cock-a-doodle do in the morning?
They have roosters and chickens. Yep. I would hate
that. Like when the sun comes up, they go cock-a-doodle-doo.
My brother and sister-in-law are like, they have sound machines all through their house because of it.
That is terrible. And they have a baby.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The baby sleeps through it and stuff. But I mean, when we're outside, like on the swing, she'll hear the roosters and she's looking for them and stuff.
Oh.
I'm like, oh my
God. I didn't realize you could have roosters like in a city or any kind of animal like that.
I think in the Heights, like a lot of stuff goes.
Doesn't even matter. I feel like you probably need a permit for that. Like,
right?
Also, well, if that's
it's not like a deadly animal, like an alligator or something. You know,
no, but if that's your pet, are you like willing to write on them and send them out in a school for someone to catch? I'd be like, that's my pet.
I don't know the backstory behind the guys at, you know, the Catholic High having chickens, but there you go.
There's a family kind of by my house in Michigan that has a peacock.
Oh, there you go.
I'm like, how? But has like a giant barn in the backyard.
Okay.
That's just for this peacock. And he just walks around and lives his best life.
There's a restaurant in Austin that has a few peacocks that run around. I'm trying to think of the name of it. Oh, it's going to drive me crazy. But this restaurant, it's pretty notorious. It's like kind of out in the middle of nowhere. And I say nowhere. It's just a little bit further out. And it's almost looks like this house is beautiful, beautiful. And they have peacocks that just roam.
Aren't peacocks like slightly aggressive?
Yeah. Yeah. And you're just like, I hope for the best, I guess. Like, don't get close to them.
Like, do I have to sign a waiver when I enter?
Right?
Or
yeah,
why? Because peacocks, I swear, aren't they aggressive animals? I'm pretty sure, y'all. I don't know. Okay. Danielle, we have about 2 minutes left before we have to say goodbye. So let's give everyone a second to break out the notes on their phone, pull up a piece of paper and a pen, because we are going to make things really easy on y'all and give you all the addresses of the places we talked about today. So if you're thinking about making a cocktail of the week or going somewhere on date nights or Easter brunching places,
we got you.
Hey! All right, Danielle, we started with date night
way,
spots.
Guys.
Yeah, we didn't even look at each other. Do the 1, 2, 3.
We looking at each other. Wow, get out of my brain, Jesse.
Synergy. All right, date night spots. What's the first one?
Our first spot was La Tab in the Post Oak area.
Uh-huh.
It is off of 1800 Post Oak. Second spot was La Vibra Tacos at 506 Yale Street, Camp Houston, off of Westheimer at 6025 Westheimer.
Perfect. Okay. And then we talked about some Easter Sunday things to do.
Yes. We talked about our Easter bakery that we love so much, French Gourmet Bakery at 2250 Westheimer. Jesse is literally about to like sprint there.
I can't even, like, I haven't been paying attention for half this podcast because
she's literally been on her phone looking at their website, which I love. Y'all, please go support them. Our second spot was Grace and Guard. This was the place that had the egg hunt. It's going to be at 500 Dallas Street downtown. Second spot was Brasserie du Parc at 1440 Lamar Street. And then our third spot was Brazil. It's in the Montrose area at 2604 Dunleavy.
Perfect. And then the last thing we did was went Bayou Bar Hopping.
Bayou Bar Hopping at Sugar Room. It's off of Washington at 5120. Jesse, don't worry. You're not going to get lost.
I might, but I'll figure it out.
You're not going to get lost. We gave you an address. You'll be good to go.
Okay, okay.
Second spot is Axelrod at 1517 Alabama Street. And then the third spot is Penny Whistle at 1625 Richmond Avenue.
Perfect. And then just as a reminder, radio.com is no longer. We are now Odyssey, and we're very excited about it. So if you have the app, it's changed over already. If not, go ahead and download it from the app store and you can favorite us, download everything that we do, subscribe. So that way, when we come out with a new podcast episode, you know exactly where to go. And it's Odyssey. We want to say a big thank you to our executive producer, Sarah Frazier. Thank you all so much for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.
Cheers, guys. Happy Easter.
I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry. What should you be sipping on this weekend? It's time for cocktails.
I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry. I'm Jesse Watt.
And I'm Danielle Dubois.
And we are here to give y'all another cocktail of the week. Danielle, what are we mixing up?
So we have a cocktail called the Naughty Peep Easter Cocktail.
Shut up. Okay, first and foremost, do you like peeps?
No.
What?
No, I do not. I think
are you serious?
Disgusting. Yes.
Shut your mouth. You don't like peeps, like marshmallows.
Yes, I like a marshmallow. Yes.
What's the difference?
I don't know. I just think they're gross.
Well, they think you're gross. I'm like offended. Peeps are my favorite thing in the entire world.
Really? Oh, man. I was thinking maybe I'd like this one because it's marshmallow vodka. It's not.
We like that. We like that.
Yes, I do. But I love a marshmallow. Like, y'all, if y'all remember, if y'all been around here for a minute, you know that I love me some s'mores.
Oh, she loves s'mores. We actually have just been sitting here just chit-chatting for a little bit. And I was on your Instagram page, Danielle. And I was looking at, was it 13 Celsius?
Oh, yeah.
And you had the s'mores board, and I was like, God, that looks good.
Heck yeah. Look, that place is awesome.
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 Okay, what's the ingredients for this one?
Okay, so you need 1 ounce of marshmallow vodka, 1 ounce of the blue Caraco liqueur. You know the blue?
Yeah, I never know how to pronounce it.
I never know, exactly. And then you're going to need half of a lemon for fresh lemon juice.
Okay.
And then you're going to use some of that sandy and kind of granulated sugar.
Yeah.
Okay, and then 4 ounces of Sprite, simple syrup, and a blue peep for garnish.
Oh my God, this is my favorite because garnish usually means orange zest or a pineapple stem or something. I feel though if you're going to use a peep for garnish, you have to put it on a toothpick so it doesn't get in the drink, right? Because that'd be gross.
It's going to be hopping around in your drink, the bunny hop. Do the bunny
hop.
Oh
my God, yes. But how gross would it be to have a soggy marshmallow in your drink?
Oh my gosh, yeah. Well, I liked the cocktail because I like the idea of just taking the bunny out of it, right? Yes.
You could do the bunny or the chick. I will say, because I love peeps, obsessed with them. Put them in the microwave, number one.
Okay.
Watch them blow up. Number two, if you just open them and leave them out for a day, they get stale. But they're chewy and they taste amazing.
Oh my gosh. I actually didn't know that anybody really liked them.
I freaking love peeps. They're my favorite thing in the entire world. I like to eat the eyeballs first. I don't know why. The only bad thing is the sand and sugar gets everywhere. I know. I feel like that's actually really dark. I shouldn't have said that, but you do it too. Don't lie. Because I just want the raw peep. I don't want the whatever the heck the eyes are. I just want the peep.
That is hilarious. I need to try it your way.
I know. Seriously, eat them stale.
Eat them stale.
With a little bit of air
in them.
Y'all
heard it first. Eat your peeps stale.
So much better. I will say, though, peeps is getting a little bit extra with their flavors.
Okay.
I feel like they're trying to stay relevant. Even if you don't like peeps, someone's going to buy you a peep.
Well, that's the thing. I feel like everyone gets peeps for Easter.
Yeah.
But, we never actually ate them.
Right? Someone's going to put it in your Easter basket. I'll tell you that.
Yeah,
you don't have to eat
cute.
It, but whatever. So they have this, red hot tamale cinnamon one.
Interesting.
Which sounds disgusting, but they came out with all these crazy flavors instead of just marshmallows. I'm like, y'all, we were gonna eat the marshmallow, but I don't want the cinnamon hot tamale on the you know what I mean?
Oh man, I love a hot tamale, but I don't know how I feel with it being on a marshmallow.
I'm gonna look this up right now. Peeps flavors 2021, because I swear to God, there's so many crazy ones. Okay, obviously the regular ones, hot tamale. Okay, there's new peeps flavors now. I'm on Pop Sugar, Fruit Loops. That actually sounds good.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Oh, they have a Peeps Egg Hunt one for marshmallows. Ooh, Filled Delights with caramel chocolate swirl.
Yum. That sounds good.
I know. They're doing a lot with the Peeps. They need to just calm down because guess what? We were going to eat them anyways. Or at least throw them out. Buy them and then throw
them
out.
They look cute, okay? So whether you're using it for decor or you're actually eating it like Jesse Watt, you're going to enjoy it.
Yeah, it's going to be really good. And if you try this, especially on Easter, please let us know and send us a picture. I think I might try this on Easter. Maybe I'll do it for you, Danielle, since you're not drinking.
Perfect.
I'll drink one for you.
Perfect. Love that.
I'll throw an extra shot of the marshmallow vodka in there in honor of Hanker Houstonian.
Heck yeah. Just shoot it straight.
Take a good shot of it. Chase it with a peep.
It's for Easter.
For Easter. That's too funny. Yeah, if you try this out, send us a picture of it. We'd love to see how you garnish this marshmallow peep. You can send it to Danielle on Instagram at Hanger Houstonian, myself at JessieWatt965, or on our podcast Instagram at The Hangry Girls Podcast. And if you have any ideas, doesn't have to be Easter related, but any ideas for cocktails, another bar you want us to check out, a restaurant, a date night spot you really like, just slide into our DMs and let us know.
I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry. Time to slide into Danielle's DMs.
All right, Danielle, what are we talking about this week?
So people have been asking me about April Fools.
I forgot about April Fools. Tell me why April Fool's Day was the biggest thing in the entire world when we were kids, and now I forget about it.
Did you ever hear of like any good April Fool's pranks?
No.
Okay. There was one April Fool's prank that they did at my brother's high school.
Okay.
And I thought this was hilarious. So when people were asking me about it in my DMs, this is what I told them. That they took three chickens and they labeled them 1, 2, and 4. So all day, the principal and stuff, they're all looking for the third chicken, of course, and couldn't find said third chicken.
That's hysterical. That's actually a good one. I feel like all of them are so... I don't believe anything on April Fool's Day. When
really?
It comes and goes, anything anyone tells me, I'm like, nope.
I don't know. I mean, I haven't gotten April fooled
in forever.
Like the past years. So, like, I don't know. Like, the day kind of just comes and goes for me. Like, I don't ever really think about it. So,
I wonder what's like the history. Like, what was the meaning of April Fool's Day?
I have no clue.
But I remember when I was a kid, this was like a big day. And elementary school and all that, you always wanted to pull a prank.
Oh, yeah,
and
you had to like think about it like the night before. Like, oh, I'm going to like tell my teacher I didn't do my homework.
Yeah, or I'm going to pretend I'm mad at my friend. And then when they ask me what's wrong, I'm going to be like, April Fool's, I'm not even April mad Fools. At you.
Yeah, exactly. Like, psych, no. Yeah, no, nothing big comes to mind. That's the only thing that I can think of. But, I mean, I do love that story. I think it's hilarious. So,
I feel
if
like
y'all are looking for an April Fool's thing for next year.
Where are we supposed to get chickens?
I know, right? I have no clue. Yeah. What do you kids down in South Louisiana do for April Fool's Day? Get a bunch of chickens? Like,
right?
How? Why? What?
Where do you... first of all, unless you live on a farm, do you rent chickens? Can you rent chickens?
I don't know, but I will say that on my brother's street in the Heights, somebody that lives across the street from them has roosters. They have roosters.
No. Do they cock-a-doodle-do in the morning?
And chickens. Yep. They... Oh, yeah.
I would hate that. Like when the sun comes up, they go cock-a-doodle-doo.
My brother and sister-in-law are like, they have sound machines all through their house because of it.
That is terrible. And they have a baby.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The baby sleeps through it and stuff. But I mean, when we're outside, like on the swing, she'll hear the roosters and she's looking for them and stuff.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, my
God. I didn't realize you could have roosters like in a city or any kind of
animal
like that.
I think in the Heights, like a lot of stuff goes.
Doesn't even matter. I feel like you probably need a permit for that. Like,
right?
Also, well, if that's
it's not like a deadly animal, like an alligator or something, you know.
No, but if that's your pet, are you like willing to write on them and send them out in a school for someone to catch? I'd be like, that's my pet.
I don't know the backstory behind the guys at, you know, the Catholic High having chickens, but there you go.
There's a family kind of by my house in Michigan that has a peacock.
Oh, there you go.
I'm like, how? But has like a giant barn in the backyard.
Okay.
That's just for this peacock. And he just walks around and lives his best life.
There's a restaurant in Austin that has a few peacocks that run around. I'm trying to think of the name of it. Oh, it's going to drive me crazy. But this restaurant, it's pretty notorious. It's like kind of out in the middle of nowhere. And I say nowhere. It's just a little bit further out. And it's almost looks like this house is beautiful, beautiful. And they have peacocks that just roam.
Aren't peacocks like slightly aggressive?
Yeah. Yeah. And you're just like, I hope for the best, I guess. Like, don't get close to them.
Like, do I have to sign a waiver when I enter?
Right?
Or why? Because peacocks, aren't they aggressive animals? I'm pretty sure, y'all. I don't know. Okay. Danielle, we have about 2 minutes left before we have to say goodbye. So let's give everyone a second to break out the notes on their phone, pull up a piece of paper and a pen because we are going to make things really easy on y'all and give you all the addresses of the places we talked about today. So if you're thinking about making a cocktail of the week or going somewhere on date nights or Easter brunching places,
we got you.
Hey!
All right, Danielle, we started with date night spots.
Guys.
Yeah, we didn't even look at each other.
We weren't even looking at each other. Wow, get out of my brain, Jesse.
Synergy. All right, date night spots. What's the first one?
Our first spot was La Tab in the Post Oak area. Uh-huh. It is off of 1800 Post Oak. Second spot was La Vibra Tacos at 506 Yale Street, Camp Houston, off of Westheimer at 6025 Westheimer.
Perfect. Okay. And then we talked about some Easter Sunday things to do.
Yes. We talked about our Easter bakery that we love so much, French Gourmet Bakery at 2250 Westheimer. Jesse is literally about to like sprint there.
I can't even, like, I haven't been paying attention for half this podcast.
Because she's literally been on her phone looking at their website, which I love. Y'all, please go support them. Our second spot was Grace and Guard. This was the place that had the egg hunt. It's going to be at 500 Dallas Street downtown. Second spot was Brasserie du Parc at 1440 Lamar Street. And then our third spot was Brazil. It's in the Montrose area at 2604 Dunleavy.
Perfect. And then the last thing we did was went Bayou Bar Hopping.
Bayou Bar Hopping at Sugar Room. It's off of Washington at 5120. Jesse, don't worry. You're not going to get lost.
I might, but I'll figure it out.
You're not going to get lost. We gave you an address. You'll be good to go.
Okay.
Second spot is Axelrod at 1517 Alabama Street. And then the third spot is Penny Whistle at 1625 Richmond Avenue.
Perfect. And then just as a reminder, radio.com is no longer. We are now Odyssey, and we're very excited about it. So if you have the app, it's changed over already. If not, go ahead and download it from the App Store and you can favorite us, download everything that we do, subscribe. So that way, when we come out with a new podcast episode, you know exactly where to go, and it's Odyssey. We want to say a big thank you to our executive producer, Sarah Frazier. Thank you all so much for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.
Cheers, guys. Happy Easter.